We don't have to sing.
Let's not.
Oh, hello, gentle listener.
Welcome to Hot Drinks before...
I'm fucking drunk.
God damn it.
Hot drinks. So I'm already drunk.
Like and subscribe.
Hello.
Oh, hi.
Is it you?
I got tired of waiting for you. You're taking so fucking long to get ready.
Well, I'm also doing other things at the same time.
Well, I know, but I'm like, I'm ready to record. Okay. I've been ready since January 9th, which was the day after the last episode we recorded.
Sorry, Charlie. Okay.
You're like, I'm getting my top five together. And I'm like, great. And then like 7 hours later, you're like, okay, I've got it. I just need to come up with my bagels and horrors, which now we're calling Chantilly Lace and Disgrace.
Chantilly Cream and Agonies.
Where the fuck did that come from?
So the other day somebody said, hey, this made me think of you. Oh, shit. I can look it up, but I don't know. Remember who sent it. And it said something, 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 except for the agonies.
Oh, okay.
And then I was like, okay, well, what can we replace bagels with? And Chantilly Cream immediately came to my mind because Chantilly Cream is delicious.
I kind of like Chantilly Lace and Disgrace, though. I mean, kind of impromptu, but I kind of like it.
Okay, well, let's go with that.
Well, we'll see. Maybe we'll change it by next week. Hello, welcome to Hot Drinks.
This is podcast. I'm Sister Latter-day Twaint.
I am Brother Jack Coffee, and we last recorded on January 8th, which was 1 month and 11 days ago.
Oh my God, what the fuck? And I lived in your house for 14 days.
That's what's funny is so for those of you who are not following along or who maybe have forgotten because it's been so long, you're attending grad school in San Francisco.
I am.
Your grad school winter break was from September 3rd to April 17th.
It was 6 weeks long. It was inordinately long.
Right. And so, and you could not stay in your dormitory.
Not unless I paid $3,000. Yep.
Because they use it for a sex brothel during the winter season. And so you came back to Salt Lake and you stayed with me and you stayed with your children and you slept on the streets. And literally you lived in a house with me for 14 days and we did not record an episode the whole time you were
no,
here.
No, we did. We did one.
On January 8th.
Yeah, apparently, according to what you said 5 minutes ago.
How did we not do more than that?
Because of the agonies, friend.
Oh, because of the Chantilly Lace and Disgrace.
And Disgrace. Like, okay, so I remember saying to you, was it my second morning there? Or maybe it was the second week there? Because I was just there on the off weeks you didn't have the kids.
Right, where my kids were at their mom's, yeah.
Yeah, and I said, you know, if I were to have a roommate, you would be the best option of everyone in my life. But I also still would just live by myself.
I'm a great roommate.
And no, you were. And thank you again.
Here's what I want to say, though. It was weird because it was like, I felt kind of bad because if you were just in town for the weekend, for example,
sure,
and you were staying at my place, I would like have made a fancy breakfast and like had a thing and done a stuff and did the duties.
Right.
But like, since you were living there, I just mostly ignored you and put my headphones on.
I know.
And played video games.
I was just trying to survive.
Right.
And I didn't care. And so,
but I felt bad because like, I didn't really show up. Like I just was like living my life. And you just also lived in my house.
Which is what I would want from anyone I was staying with. I would want to disrupt their life as little as possible. So,
well, you were not disruptive at all. Not in one tiny bed.
Well, I'm glad to hear that. But also, I'm glad that you felt comfortable enough to just go on with your life. Because I have other close friends that say if I was hosting them, I probably would have gone out of my way and didn't really need to, you know, but with you.
Yeah, I don't like people that much.
So I'm just glad that you felt comfortable enough to just live your life and say, have whatever you want. Sorry, I didn't clean the bathroom.
Yeah. You were lovely at cleaning.
Oh, good.
You did my dishes. It was great.
Yes, I cleaned some toilets.
I can understand why people get married.
I can
now.
That's one of the maybe 2.5 reasons to do it.
You get to have sex, and B, regular sex, and B, someone cleans the toilets.
I mean,
that's a winning proposition.
Allegedly regular sex. I mean, that's not really real in marriage. We know that.
And just so we don't have to talk about marriage, because God, I'm tired. We did make a rule about 2 weeks before you got here, and I said, if ever I am wearing my headphones or you are wearing your headphones, that means don't talk to me.
Right.
which I felt great about.
And on the first night there, you were sitting on your living room couch playing this video game where this little boy is trying to kill his mother.
Yes. And which is what I was actually playing while I was waiting for you to get ready for this episode.
Uh-huh. And you had your headphones on. First night there, and I needed to ask you a question about where to find something. And then I was like, fuck! I wasn't supposed to bother you!
The funny thing is, I'm pretty sure that I just put my headphones on so as not to disturb you. Like, that, for
right.
sure at that point, it was not a please don't talk to me.
No.
I need to be alone.
No,
but it was only... I can understand how it was unclear.
Yeah, it was the only cardinal rule we had. And I broke it on the first night. And I remember we told CJane about it. And she was like, oh, God, in all caps.
On the first night? Yeah. But really, I just wanted to hear the little boy a little bit better, who's abused and who tries to kill his mother.
What's the name of that game again?
The game is called The Binding of Isaac.
Binding?
Uh-huh, of Isaac.
Okay.
You play as Isaac, and then you unlock various biblical characters as you play, like Cain, Lazarus, Lilith, Samson, and you have to kill your mother and your mother's heart. And sometimes you'll find, like, your mother's bra or panties. Like, if you find your mother's bra, then that gives you the ability to make everyone in the room freeze. And you kill your enemies with your tears because you're an abused little boy. And between each level, it shows a little video of you being abused. Like, in one video, your penis falls off.
Oh, my God!
In one video, you eat a piece of candy, but it's a razor, and then you puke blood. In one video, you're smiling and looking at the clouds, and then one of the clouds looks like it's flipping you off.
Oh, okay. Brother
Anyway,
Coffee.
That's the game I've been playing for like 2 months, and
Brother,
I'm obsessed.
Brother Coffee, is this because because you yourself are in a lot of pain and you just identify with Isaac?
No, there's something. So it's one of those games that it's like, oh, if you do this, and if you play with this character and you beat on hard mode, then you unlock this new character. And so I'm just obsessed because I just want to, like, unlock all the things.
Okay.
You know?
And then,
anyway,
how do you win it? How do you win the whole game? What happens to Isaac?
Well, you don't. Like, you have to kill your mother, and then you have to kill your mother's heart. And then it just ends, but then you just go again. And maybe you unlock something new. And then after you kill your mother a certain number of times, like, I think you have to fight the devil or something.
Oh,
I don't know.
God. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Anyway, there literally is, in between each level, there's a little moment where it's a little memory, and there literally is one where Isaac is standing there smiling, and then his penis falls off.
Oh, my God!
So, okay. Anyway.
Top 5 idea. We each come up with our own video game premise.
Okay, you'd be terrible at that.
This is, I mean, you just described the most terrible video game to me ever, so that's why I think I could do it.
If you had to come up with a video game, you would be like, okay, you play as Burt Bacharach. Who's the...
Abe Vigoda.
No one knows who that is.
He was the priest in Joe versus the Volcano.
For every gentle listener who writes in who knows who Abe Pagoda is, I will give you $1.
Vigoda.
Abe Pagoda.
No.
This is a podcast where we talk about marriage and Mormonism And raising
And
children
sex, or the lack thereof.
and the lack of sex. You've been having more sex than me lately. We don't need to get into that.
Oh, I would like to, if we're going to move into the Chantilly cream.
Let's move into the Chantilly lace and disgrace. What's your first Chantilly lace?
Well, I ended my sabbatical.
Your virgin sabbatical.
My what?
Your virgin sabbatical.
Right, my
Where
virginity
you
grew back.
traveled to the land of virgins and you lived amongst them and studied their ways.
Right. Did I just go right? Oh,
Right.
so
Absolutely.
absolutely. So, as everyone knows, I remember somebody, I'm going to be very vague here. Somebody was talking to somebody about
This is great podcasting.
how they wanted to have sex with me and they didn't understand why I wouldn't have sex with them. And the other somebody was telling me about this, and I was like, somebody, doesn't somebody know that I'm on a sabbatical? And then
Jesus, this story is the worst.
the somebody said, I think everybody knows you're on sabbatical.
You
Okay.
could have like you could have been at least like named the somebodies. You could have been
Julie
like
one and Julie two.
Cantor was talking to Finlayson or
Grandson
some, I don't know. And then
Nielsen
Cantor said,
of
okay,
Harriman.
so the
Okay.
sabbatical's over.
So, yes. And so I'm not, it's not like a relationship. I'm not in love or
No.
anything like that. But it is someone that I've known for about a year. And we talked about getting together. And I probably, you know, this would be good Patreon content to maybe go into detail.
If we actually did those,
But it was really,
make a note.
it was a singular experience. It was comprised of two different sessions.
Encounters? Wait,
Encounters
what
is
did you say? Two different what?
better than sessions. I said sessions.
Sessions? Jesus. Sounds
And
so hot. That
anyway,
was a really hot session. Thank you.
both of these encounters or rendezvous, tete-a-tetes, were not like anything I've ever experienced. And I'd like love to go into detail about it, but I'm not going to right here, right now.
Well, and also, do you have that person's permission to go into detail about your tête-à-tête?
I think I could, in very vague detail, give details that weren't identifying in any
Okay.
way. Yeah.
Okay.
But
Okay.
I could also check with that person. I mean, I could.
I mean, imagine getting clearance from somebody before you talked about them on the podcast,
Anyway, here's what I
Josh
want to
Weed.
say. Here's what I want to say.
Yeah.
I am so horny now. I mean, I've always been horny, even during the
It's like you broke
sabbatical.
the seal. You broke the
Right,
seal.
I broke the seal and now I
Yeah.
just want to have sex with everybody.
Well, you fucking live in San Francisco.
Yeah.
There's a lot of hot people there without religious baggage. You need to
Yeah.
download some apps.
See, that's something that's a different that's gonna have I need to think about that.
What?
I just hate the app so much. I hate the
No,
app
I
so
know, but
much.
you could definitely get your popsicle melted if you wanted to. You know what I
I
mean?
will. I'm fully aware. That's how I did it for years, so.
You could be like, come over to my dorm room where opposite gender people are not allowed, and please whip my Chantilly cream. So
Amazing.
was that your Chantilly cream? Was your sabbaticals over?
The sabbatical's over, and I won't say what I'm doing, but I am actively looking for more sexual partners.
And you know what I'm doing? I am
What?
actively not having sex with other people.
I
So for my Chantilly cream, we really probably should have planned this a little better when we started the episode.
Oh.
But my Chantilly cream is going to be an ad. So
Okay.
we decided, well, I decided one day in a drunken stupor to make some merch.
Oh, yes.
For the podcast.
We have bourbon to thank for this merge.
We have bourbon to thank. Please put that on my tombstone. We have bourbon to thank.
Gentle, so, please let me know after this episode if my laughs were too close to the microphone.
Yeah, they were too loud. Yeah, they were.
Oh, they just were. Okay, cool.
Just kidding. I don't know. Okay, so we made merch. We put it on an Etsy shop.
We as in you. Yeah.
And by we mean me.
Yeah.
But I just want to describe the merch to you. Is that okay for
absolutely.
My Chantilly cream?
Absolutely.
So I'm gonna go least popular to most popular.
Okay.
So far the least popular item of merch is a t-shirt that says your body's always gonna look that way. And it has an abstract drawing of a body. It's quite fetching, I think. It's quite cute.
Fetching.
You can get it in different colors.
Yeah.
Then next is a classic hot drinks logo tee with our new logo.
Yeah.
Where it sort of looks like you set a coffee cup down and it like made a little
ring.
Made a little ring. Yeah. Uh-huh. So that's an option. You can get that in a t-shirt.
Yeah.
Then we have Frank Mouth.
Yep.
Where it just is a mouth and it says Frank Mouth.
Yeah.
You can get that in a t-shirt in a variety of colors.
Yeah.
And what's funny about all of these is, like, when you make them, they just have stock photos that, like, put the clothing on them.
Yes.
So you'll be like, who is this Asian lady and this black man wearing the Frank Mouth t-shirt? And you'll be like, well, it's Friends of Coffee and Twain.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay, number three most popular is my personal favorite. It's a t-shirt that says all of your husbands are gay.
Perfect.
So I mean, it speaks for itself, really.
Yeah.
I swear I uploaded different photos, but it's just like the same photo 72 times. Okay. And then the number two most popular is actually a pair of boxer briefs.
Yeah.
Unexpected. That say spit in my mouth.
All over it.
All over them.
Yeah.
And I designed those boxer briefs.
Good job.
And they say spit in my mouth.
Yeah. Yeah.
And that's the one I fucking dare one of you to buy. I fucking dare you to buy the spit in my mouth briefs and send me a photo of you wearing them. Ladies too. Ladies.
There it is.
Put the briefs on. I fucking dare you.
Yeah.
And the number one, our most popular.
Yeah.
That we've sold the most.
Yes.
It says, gentle listener.
Yeah.
And it has a cute little drawing of a man with a beard hugging a cat.
Which is you.
And I want to say, and I would like people to know, I kind of drew that drawing. Not really, but kind of.
Kind of, yeah.
Because I'm using like some design apps, and this was a template, but it was a dog, and I don't hug dogs, so I erased it, and I drew a cat in its place.
And
it's adorable. No, yes. I do not.
Yes. So, if you haven't purchased any of the merch, we'd like some feedback. We'd like to know, like, you would buy it if it was a little bit more this or that.
Right. Do you want a sweatshirt? Do you want a mug? Like, literally send me a message and I'll make, if you want a mouse pad? You want a wall hanging? Sheath for your chef's knife? Like, I can probably make all of those.
We should probably add the logo to them all.
No.
But we want to promote. Like, we want them, when they're wearing our t-shirt, out
in the bottle. Does the logo go?
Just anywhere. So maybe on the Gentle Listener one, it goes right in the back, in the center of the back, like kind of up the top.
I disagree.
And it says, has our logo, hot drinks, and then underneath it says, it's a podcast.
And then underneath that, it says https://www.podcast.com/hotdrinks/episode/number/.y1pql2/PO Box 11104.
Okay. Do you have any other Chantilly creams?
I'm sure I did, but I forgot agonies. Them all. But anyway, but here's what I want to say about the merch.
Okay.
So it's on our Etsy shop, which is just etsy.com/hotdrinks, or I think I linked to it in Instagram. Did I? I don't know. And here's the thing, ladies and gentlemen, and theys, you got to pay money to have a listing up on Etsy. It's very expensive. It's like 20 cents a month. for each listing.
Oh, wow.
So for all of these listings, it's like $1 a month.
Oh, that's rough.
So if no one's buying this merch,
Yeah.
I will take it down.
Take it
So you
down.
got it. So you got to, if you want it, you got to get it now. But yes, if you want this merch but in a different form, you want a long sleeve tee, you want a crop top, you want
Oh, you
a
want the
thong.
HTTP
Yes, I will.
address.
Yep, I will do that.
Yeah.
And also, if you're like, wait, I wanted this quote from the
Right.
show, I will do
Yeah.
that too.
For example, like send us a self-addressed stamped envelope to P.O.
Right.
box. Yeah.
The other night, when you lived here, you and I were watching Fellow Travelers, and the two very hot men were fucking,
Jesus.
and Jonathan Bailey's character said, "What did he say? I am Hawk's boy or something?"
Oh my God.
Anyway,
I belong to Hawkins.
Hawkins Perkins or something.
Oh,
Anyway,
we gotta get away.
I made that into a t-shirt while we watched the episode.
Yeah, it's
So
easy.
any quotes you want, I'll make it into a t-shirt.
Yeah. Oh, I belong to Hawkins Fuller.
Yes,
He made him say
because,
that while he was fucking
oh
him.
God.
So
Oh,
hot.
oh my
All I want,
God.
I don't care what your name is when I'm fucking you, I want you to make me say I belong to Hawkins Fuller.
Listen, I feel like I talked about Fellow Travelers before you and I watched it together, but I just want to point out
Okay.
Matthew Bomer is like literally the hottest man living.
He truly might be the most beautiful man ever
And then
created.
Jonathan Bailey is literally the hottest man living.
I just
And
so
they fuck each other.
and
And not in a like kissing, shirts off,
no.
fade to black.
No.
Like it is like grabbing the armpit while he
Oh.
plows him from behind.
Yeah. Oh, it's
It is
rough.
like, it is
It's
like,
nasty.
oh, it's so nasty.
Oh,
Anyway.
they just let go. The actors just let go
And then they die of
oh,
AIDS at the end.
and then
So,
okay.
congratulations. Spoiler alert.
Don't you dare say another fucking thing. I have an
Did you ever
episode.
finish it?
No, because I don't have Max.
Oh, shit. We got to figure that out. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, we'll do it on your 6-month summer break.
Speaking of, and
Yeah.
here's an agony.
Okay.
I need to find a second job so that I can
Yes.
start stockpiling money to be able to
Yes.
move into a non-school
Yes.
residence at
Yes.
the end of the semester because
Yes.
I can't couch surf during this break,
No.
the summer break.
No.
Yeah.
It almost killed you to couch surf for the 6 weeks
Oh,
of like the
oh my
Christmas
God.
break.
It was rough. It was rough. And I
Yeah.
know like it's coming from a place of privilege and there's a lot going on in the world, but I don't ever want to do that again.
No, and here's the thing, like you're not 20.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I know. I am
You're
not.
almost 50. We're almost 50.
What the fuck? What the fuck, Brother Coffee? What the
And
fuck?
you're perimenopausal.
I don't know if you know, if you've heard everyone, but
You
yes.
should not have to live out of a suitcase
Oh, and on a couch.
and
Yeah.
on a couch. I mean, at
Yeah.
my house you had a bed, but it was not a comfortable bed. It
It
was my,
it
it was
wasn't, but I was
what?
grateful. I was grateful nonetheless.
So yeah, you went your summer break, which goes from February 13th to November 27th, like that is a long
2028.
time.
Yeah.
That's a long time to be couch surfing. So you need like a first and last month's deposit,
Right.
get your own something.
Or I rent a room with another
Yeah.
female identifying person,
Right.
or with a gay man.
Yeah. Or are they them?
Or yeah.
Oh God, wouldn't you love to live with a they them?
Absolutely. So
Oh.
I was telling C Jane about this, but my cashier at the weed shop was a non-binary person, and if they had asked me to go into the back office with them and fool around right then and there, I would have said yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was here. This is where I'm at, people. This is where
If they were like, come in the back and suck my unspecified body parts, you would have been like, yes, I'm
Yes.
in. I'm
Yes.
in.
Oh my
And
God.
that's hot. And that's hot.
Yeah.
So anyway, if you are listening, so right now Sister Twain is a is a waitress at a pizza restaurant that sells Roman pizza that they call pizzones.
No, what
And
the
I used to live in Rome and I'd never heard this word in my life.
Okay.
But if you want to support Sister Twain in her second job, A, she'll probably just get another waitressing job. But B, you can buy our merch. Or C, you can buy our jewelry at Aspera.com. Wait, AsperaJewelry.com. Etsy.com/AsperaJewelry.
HTTPQ for
No, for
nine.
real. But here's the thing. You have designed some very cute we have a pride bracelet, which is one of our best sellers. It's a, gold or silver or rose gold bracelet with some cute pride, like some beads in a pride flag manner.
Rainbow.
And you have designed some adorable. We've got a poly. Wait, a poly or a pan or a
No,
poly.
pansexual, lesbian, non-binary,
We got all them.
transgender.
Lesbian, you said lesbian. Anyway, with little beads and the little colors from the little flags, it's so cute.
They will be launched soon. We want to get a jump start on Pride
Yeah.
Month.
So anyway, so you can also buy her jewelry because that will also help Sister Twain be able to afford an apartment because the restaurant that sells Pagzols
Oh my God.
is not super busy.
Oh my God. Right. It's not super busy. And I
What
don't
do they
have,
sell?
we can just Pinsa, Pinsa,
That
Pinsa.
is not a thing.
I finally heard the story. They had a chef from Italy come over for a month to teach them these recipes.
Wait, so these dudes are not even Italian?
No, they're not.
Madonna tutti quanti.
But they had an Italian chef come from Italy and stay
Right.
for a month and teach them all the recipes.
Right. He was from like Rome, Texas.
Oh my God.
And he was like, in Italy, we make a thing called a pizza. And
They're
they were just like taking notes.
like, great. But also maybe some of you have a lead on a room I could rent
Maybe.
with a female identifying person, a non-binary person, or a gay man.
Yeah.
So,
I mean, really, isn't that what you want in every aspect of your life? A female identifying person, a non-binary person, or a gay man? Like
yes.
that is all that is the only things I want to be surrounded by.
Same, same,
A
same,
female
same.
identifying person, a non-binary person, or a gay man. Or an Italian chef who makes pagol.
Or a transgender man.
Okay, sure. Yes, absolutely, absolutely. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any more Chantilly lace or disgrace to share?
Not really, nah.
Okay. So today for our top five, we were going to do our top five, the top five items on our 2024 bingo card, but you wrote those down with an inky pen and then you lost it, but then you found it, but then you were like, these are trash.
Yeah, they were lame.
Okay. So what we're doing instead is the top five people who gave us a tingling in our belly as children on TV who we want to have sex with as adults. Is that, I mean, something like that?
Something akin to that. You know
Yeah.
how it
So,
goes.
like the people we sexually imprinted on growing up.
Yeah,
And
that's fair.
by growing up, I mean college and younger.
Well, okay. Yes.
I cast a broad net. I painted with a wide
I
brush.
may have dipped into 1999
Me
on one
too.
of my.
1999. I literally have one from 1999,
Okay, perfect,
which is when
perfect.
we were in college.
Well, I had already graduated and
Oh,
had
Jesus Christ.
two children, but
Okay. So let's
anyway.
take a break. I'm going to go reheat some of my pagone, which is a Roman type of pizza.
Stop it. Stop
And we'll be
it.
right back and we'll talk about people we want to have sex with.
From the shows. Okay, bye.
Bye. And we're back.
Yeah, there it is. There it is. Okay.
So one fun thing about this podcast is that when we finish recording a segment, I have to name it
Yeah.
on the Spotify for Podcasters app.
Each little section.
Yes, each little segment. And I don't know if the listeners see those names. I'm kind of curious. They should tell me if they do.
On
Anyway, like the
Spotify,
seg
I do.
you do? Okay.
Yeah.
The segment we just recorded, I called Chantilly Cream and Boys Who Are Mean because I couldn't remember what the actual rhyme was. But there was a previous segment from our last episode, which was recorded on January 8th, 2023.
2024.
That was called Sister Twain Just Farted. And I don't remember what that's about. Anyway, what's your number one?
I want you to go first this time.
Okay, so this again is people upon whom we sexually imprinted as youths.
Yes. Using the term youths loosely.
Loosely. Using youth meaning younger than 25?
Younger than now.
No, younger than now. So my number one, Beau Duke from the Dukes of Hazzard.
Oh, okay. Okay.
John Schneider, he's the blonde one.
Right.
Here's what's funny about the show. They drove a car around called the General Lee that had a Confederate flag on the front. Oh
my God.
Like it was just all the Southern stereotypes.
And it was just fine.
But a beautiful blonde himbo named John Schneider. Like we would watch that show. And I think I was like pretty young when we would watch The Dukes of Hazzard. There was a period in college where a friend of mine and myself would stay up till 1 a.m. to watch it every night because it was on at 1 a.m. because that's the kind of really smart thing you do during college.
Right.
But when I watched it as a youth, I don't even know that I was old enough yet to understand what was going on, but like them Duke boys. And especially Beau, the blonde, the himbo.
Yeah.
Just something inside me said, hello, sir. Something inside me said, the sabbatical is over. Which is weird because I was a kid. Like, that's kind of creepy. But you know what I mean? Like, there was something, that was my Ring of Keys moment where I was like, where something inside me was like, I see you and I understand you, but I don't understand why I understand you. You know what I mean?
Right. Totally. Yeah. Ring of Keys. Yes, yes, yes.
Do you think, do people know what a Ring of Keys moment is? Because like for me, that's like common vernacular.
So
but...
I think we've explained it once, but just as a refresher, there is a song in the musical Fun Home, which centers around this girl named Allison who comes out as a lesbian when she goes to college.
Right. And her dad was a closeted gay who killed himself.
Right. And
it's adorable.
She has a moment in like elementary school, like probably like later in elementary school.
Yeah,
where
like adolescence or yeah.
Where she sees a very butch lesbian delivery woman or
it's a delivery woman.
Male carrier.
Delivery woman. She came in with a cartload of packages.
Okay. And she's got the very stereotypical Ring of Keys on her belt loop.
And like the boots and the
the haircut and the flannel shirt. And and she sings a whole song about how something like the whole message of the song is like, I know you. I know you. I don't know you, but I know you.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
So, and the song is called Ring of Keys.
That was me with Beau Duke.
Oh my God.
Jumping the General Lee over and remember how there was Daisy Duke who wore Daisy Dukes in that show?
Jesus Christ.
I did not care. I did not care.
I know, not one.
Not one tiny bit. Fiddle. I just wanted Beau Duke to take his shirt off, which occasionally he did.
And he went on to play the dad in Smallville.
He did. And he probably is a Trump supporter and probably a Republican. Oh. And I probably would hate him.
Yeah.
But as a young man, I was like, my Ring of Keys.
Yeah, he was your Ring of Keys moment.
Yeah. Anyway.
But anyway, the kid who played Clark Kent in Smallville was so hot. But not on my list because I was a little bit older.
Yeah, he's hot.
Okay. Number one for me. Okay. This was before I knew I was bisexual.
Oh, I forget that sometimes. Right.
And it is the Double Trouble Twins.
What? Wait, what is that?
Okay, so there was this show on for maybe a year called Double Trouble.
Okay.
Who were also the girls in the Double Mint Wrigley's Double Mint commercial.
So they took the girls, they took the Double Mint twins.
Yes. And gave them a show. Gave
them like a sitcom.
Called Double Trouble.
Okay.
And I also posted recently on my story on Instagram that they are the little sisters of All My Children. Kate.
Susan Lucci?
Kate Siegel.
Oh,
yes. Sorry, not All My Children.
No, Married with Children.
Married with Children. Katie Seagal or Katie Siegel.
When you posted this, I was like, this is absolutely a lie.
No, it's true. Unchecked.
So the Double Mint twins.
Yes.
Who were the younger sisters of Katie
Seagal.
Seagal.
Or Siegel. From
All My Children. Wait, Married with Children.
Married with Children.
Had their own sitcom called Double Trouble.
Double Trouble.
And they made you horny.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I don't think I knew that then. But looking back at it now, I'm like, those are two very beautiful women. I mean, they're identical twins, so they're both beautiful. You know what I mean? But anyway.
So they both look the same.
Yeah.
Okay, great.
Yeah, I mean, I just thought of that tonight when I was doing my research.
Just a good old boy.
What?
Some Double Mint twins. That's the song from The Dukes of Hazzard.
Stop.
Okay.
Okay, you're number two?
Okay, so my number two. Okay. Whew, this one means something.
Oh.
So when I was a youth in college,
mm-hmm.
I moved to Florida and sold turkey legs at Disney World in something called the Walt Disney World College Program, where you live. Do you believe, are you okay?
I didn't know this about you.
No, you really didn't?
No. So
it's a quote unquote internship, quote unquote white slavery, where you go and work at Disney World, they pay you poverty wages, and then they deduct your rent from your paycheck. You live in a apartment with five other people. There's three bedrooms, two people per bedroom. And they deduct your money from your check. And then you don't have a car and you can't go anywhere. And the only place you can go is back to Disney World to spend all your money. Anyway, it's called the college program. I sold turkey legs in Frontierland.
Oh.
And yeah. Anyway, while on the college program, my friend Nicole, who she stitched names on the back of Mickey hats. That was her job.
Oh my God.
Was like, oh, I love this show called Dawson's Creek. I'm like, I've never heard of it. She's like, we back home in Boston, we would have Dawson's Night and we'd all watch Dawson's together. And I was like, great, let's start Dawson's Night here. So we started watching Dawson's Creek together in Orlando in the Magic Kingdom in between turkey leg sales. Sometimes when I rode the bus home from the Magic Kingdom to my apartment in Vista Way, I smelled like turkey legs. Anyway.
What year was this?
Oh, God. I was in college. I don't know. That's too hard to think of.
I knew you in college, so I'm so confused. Okay.
I don't know. Like, was it after my freshman year? I don't know. Anyway, while you were there, you could get college credit because you had to do some, like, business classes, and you could earn your master's degree or your...
Oh, my God.
Or your doctorate.
Shut your goddamn mouth.
Anyway, so we would watch Dawson's Creek.
Oh my God.
And in Dawson's Creek, there's a character named Jack. And he, in one of the seasons, came out as gay. He's played by Kerr Smith. And his like dad thought he was gay, but he denied it. And then they got in a big fight. And then he was like, ask me again. Ask me again if I'm gay.
Wow.
And when I tell you, my little queer heart was like, I wanted everyone to see that episode. I wanted everyone. It was so important to me when Jack came out as gay.
Yeah.
And nobody cared. Anyway. I also think this, I could be wrong about this, but I swear Dawson's Creek was the first show where there was where there were two men kissing on like network TV.
Oh, I thought it was Melrose Place.
Who kissed in Melrose Place?
Well, you remember, we are not we're not gonna do this again where I'm like that one guy.
You're like, and then his, and then the guy. I don't even remember. Oh, there was the gay, there was a gay
the
guy.
The actor who played Felicity Huffman's husband on Desperate Housewives.
Yes, I'm
with
you.
Was in Melrose Place. Yeah. And I'm fairly sure.
And he played
sure,
a gay guy.
Yeah, I'm fairly sure that was the first one.
Okay.
In
okay.
America. In America.
I'm going to research that. Well, you tell us about your number two.
Oh, okay. My number two, sir.
Yes.
Is the MC of the kids' Nickelodeon game show, Double Dare.
Wait, Mark Summers?
Yes! I thought he was the cutest!
Really? Oh my God.
Yes.
I 1000% remember Mark Summers.
I didn't even remember his name. He was just so charismatic and just seemed like...
I love Double Dare. Right? Remember when they had to search in the big peanut butter and jelly sandwich?
Oh, my fave. My fave.
Such a great show.
It was a show that helped me and my sister escape from, you know, the agonies.
Oh, that was your Chantilly cream.
We loved it. We loved it. But yeah, I had such a tiny little crush, tiny, cute little tiny crush on him.
The Instagram post possibilities for the show are endless. Like, I already sent you a photo of Bo and Luke Duke without their shirts on.
Yeah.
You could post Mark Summers. Luke, by the way, I've been doing a little Googling, and it says Jack Kerr-Smith and Ethan, Andy Kaufman's kiss, is often referred to as the first passionate gay kiss on primetime television and on a show aimed at teens at that.
Oh, at that.
So I think it was the first kiss.
Okay.
Okay. The first passionate gay kiss.
Yeah.
Or something. Maybe. Anyway, just for the record, now, like 2024, it's all Joshua Jackson. It's all Pacey. Kerr-Smith, whatever. You're fine. Oh. But Joshua Jackson, that man has aged like a fine wine.
I can't stand his face. I've never been able to really look at it.
Okay.
Yeah. I do not find him attractive at all.
Even current him? Or are you talking about like college age him?
No, all ages him.
Okay, I'm going to find a picture for you. Anyway, should we take a break? Are we on a number three? What's happening?
Let's keep going. We've only been at this for 13 minutes. Okay.
Okay. It's my turn?
Yes.
Okay. Another little show. Like, the problem with all of these, I really don't have that much to say, except I was horny for this person. But do you remember the show Party of Five?
Of course.
Do you remember Scott Wolf in Party of Five?
Yes.
He was kind of like, I feel like there's a theme here because he was kind of the dumb, like, himbo brother. Like, yeah. The older brother, what's the older brother's name? He was in Lost.
Matthew Fox.
He was like the one like keeping it together. And Scott Wolf was like the himbo.
Right.
And I was so in love with that himbo.
With Scott Wolf.
Just beautiful and dumb. And I just loved him. And now he is married. Oh, mellied? He is married to Kelly from The Real World New Orleans.
Oh.
Kelly Wolf is her name.
Okay.
And I also love her. But also, do you remember he was in a movie called White Squall?
White Squall!
White Squall! Yes. Did you remember that? Did we go see White Squall together?
Perhaps.
Because I remember talking to our friend Rachel about it, and she said, I gotta be honest, it had everything I wanted, which was... which was guys in white t-shirts that got wet.
That got wet. And
then maybe that was the Skulls. Did we go see the Skulls together?
No, I don't even know what that... Oh, with Joshua Jackson.
Yes, that's a secret society.
Maybe we did. We saw a lot of movies together back in the day. But
yeah, anyway.
I'm pretty sure we did see White Skull. And you're talking about OG Rachel, right?
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh my God. Just so you know, on my iPad here in front of me, I'm pulling up some photos of Scott Wolf in that show, and Jesus Christ! He's so beautiful.
And wasn't Jeff Bridges like the captain of the ship or something?
Oh, I was talking about Party of Five, but yeah, I think so, in White Squall. Yeah.
So Scott Wolf went on to do a recurring character in Everwood, which was filmed in Utah.
Oh, okay. Great.
Highly recommend you getting into that for fun looking at men.
Okay. I do love looking at men.
I know.
Okay. What's your number three?
My number three is kind of obvi.
Right.
This person's career started probably in the late 70s, but Jason Bateman.
Okay.
I always thought he was so fucking hot. And to this day, I mean, this is he's aging like a fine wine, but
he is aging, yeah.
Even back then, when I didn't know a penis could even get hard, I was smitten. I think we've talked about this before, how he was like the problematic friend on Silver Spoons.
I just would like to say that I had made a joke number four.
Oh.
That I was going to share as a funny joke, and it was going to be Justin and Justine Bateman. famous twins, Justin and Justine Bateman.
For those of you who are like, they're not twins, what are you talking about?
No one listening in 2024 was not also listening to the Justin and Justine Bateman episode.
We are so dumb sometimes. We called Chrissy Teigen Christy Teigen once.
We're so dumb and so drunk that we were convinced that we were like, isn't that weird that they named their kids Justin and Justine Bateman?
Why would they do that?
Anyway, the other thing that we talked about in that episode, which I will bring up again as apropos of your horniness, mm-hmm. is there was an issue of Entertainment Weekly where Justin Bateman was pouring lemonade into his swim trunks.
Oh, we have talked about this and posted
it. And I just texted it to you anyway. Yeah. It gave me a big old boner.
Yeah. It's iconic.
Iconic. I don't know what year did that come out. I gotta find it.
What gives like him my look right?
Oh, 2011.
Oh my god, 13 years
I was
ago.
A full grown adult with children. But that cover broke the internet for me. Anyway, I just sent it to you. I've sent you all of these.
And broke our hearts. Yes. Okay. His eyes. Oh,
what was the show he was in? Back in the day?
Silver Spoons. Okay. And Little House on the Prairie. And then
he was in Little House?
Yeah, like maybe an episode or two.
Okay.
And then he went on to do a show where he was the oldest of three brothers, and this was also in the 80s, with the actress that played his mom was the woman from Alice. Wasn't that the diner show?
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah.
What I love about us is we always do our research ahead of time.
Exactly. Okay. Do we want to take a break and then come back and finish up four and five?
I mean, sure. We could do that.
All right. I mean, I got to pee because of, you know, perimenopause.
Okay. Exactly. Yeah, let's take a break. Okay. Bye.
Hey. Let's finish.
How's your Perry? Wow, hello? That silence was interesting.
Yeah. Oh.
Okay.
No, I said something. It must have cut out. It's okay. It doesn't matter.
It's fine.
Yeah. Okay, ready?
So when I sent you the link to join the recording, I once again saw the photo of Jason Bateman pouring lemonade down his swimsuit that I also sent you, and I got a boner. So I'm going to have a boner during this segment. So what? Oh, wait, am I first, my number four?
I'm going to kill you. Yes, go ahead.
Okay. In 1995, which was the year I graduated from high school.
All right, so childhood, yeah.
There was a little movie called Empire Records.
Yeah.
Do you remember this movie?
Unfortunately, yes.
Unfortunately?
Yeah, I hated it.
Really?
You are a millennial. God damn it.
This movie has a 38% on like Rotten Tomatoes. Like, it is not well rated. But this movie was pivotal for my young adolescence. Anyway, okay. So Empire Records is the story of a bunch of kids who work at a record store, and there's this like famous old performer that's going to come sign records there named Rex Manning. It has Liv Tyler. It has Renee Zellweger.
Ugh.
It has Ethan Embry. Like, it's got some people.
Yeah.
Anyway, the main, your laissez-faire about this movie makes me want to jump through the phone and punch you in the face.
What did you say the Rotten Tomatoes score was? Because you cut out.
38%.
That's so validating to me. The queen of
Anyway, the main, well, one of the main characters in this movie is a guy who works at the record store named AJ.
Mm.
The actor's name apparently is Johnny Wentworth, and I feel like he hasn't been in anything since Empire Records.
Mm, Johnny
Wentworth. But he has like the floppy, like 90s hair.
Gator
hair.
He has
a checkerboard shirt with like a cardigan over it. Like he has like the puka shells. Ugh. Anyway, I was so in love with that man.
Oh.
And anyway, I thought he was gorgeous and I was obsessed with him and I wanted to marry him and have his babies.
Yeah.
Because I assume he's a top.
I'm looking him up now for you.
He doesn't look bad now. You know what I mean? Like, I wouldn't be mad.
Sure.
He's still a handsome man.
Yeah.
But he was, I'm like scrolling through his pictures on IMDb and I just came across an Empire Records picture of him and I swooned.
And you want to die.
He was so beautiful.
That hair.
Anyway.
Oh my God. Every guy in my high school had that hair.
Listen, when like the kind of parted in the middle, like butt hair, I feel like is kind of making a comeback, you know, because everything that was like the like Y2K fashions are all coming back.
Sure.
If a guy's hair is parted in the middle, like I am genetically predisposed to like be horny for that guy.
Really? Parted in the middle.
100%. 100%.
God damn.
Yeah, it's like it's in my DNA. Anyway. What's your number four?
I'm not gonna yuck your yum. Okay. My number four, and this is where I'm dipping into 1999 when I was married and had two children.
That's my number five. So go ahead.
Okay.
What if they're the same
person?
Oh
my God. Okay. They are the brothers from Zaboomafu.
No, but that's such a good one. That's not mine, but that's such a good one.
I mean, granted, on the show, which I watched because of my children.
Those brothers are hot.
I know. And they, obviously on the show, they had to be like over the top and silly and talk like this.
Oh my God.
But you know, in the bedroom, they're mean.
They were over the top
and
silly. Yeah.
No.
The Zaboomafu brothers. Many, many a gay awakening has happened because of the Zaboomafu brothers.
I mean, how could it not? Zaboo-boo-boo. Yeah. Man.
Was that really in 1990? Wait, what? When did you say 1999?
I'm pretty sure it premiered in 99 is what I saw in my
research. Oh my gosh.
Research.
That.
Zaboo.
That is a deep cut, but that is real. 99. That is the truth.
The Kratz. Chris and Martin Kratz.
Oh. And you know what? I've seen more recent pictures of them, and they're fine.
They're fine. They haven't aged like fine wine yet.
I don't want to... Listen. Listen.
Okay, I'm listening.
I don't want to say they're ugly, because, you know, we all get old and ugly, sure. You know?
Sure.
We should do an... here's our next top five.
Okay.
The top five things I hate about getting old.
Okay.
Could you do that? The Zaboomafu brothers, like as a young dad, gay and in the closet, I wanted them to crush me with their thighs.
Right.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
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 Anyway. Wow.
Yeah. That was the only time that happened when I would watch one of the kids' shows that I thought that guy or those guys, those brothers.
You never thought that about Steve from Blue's Clues?
No, I didn't. I really didn't. And not even the second guy.
Yeah. Not even the second Blue's Clues
guy.
I'm still just looking at pictures of Johnny Wentworth from Empire Records. God. And he's so beautiful. Okay, my number five, which was also from 1999.
Yeah.
Was Ryan Phillippe in Cruel Intentions.
Yeah.
And he gets out of that pool.
Mm.
And he shows his bare ass.
Mm.
And you could bounce a goddamn nickel off that ass. And it would take an eye out.
Right.
Like that, like chiseled from stone.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, I probably watched that scene 157,000 times in 1999.
In 99.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I didn't like that movie, though. I bet you loved it.
Listen, so someone the other day was tweeting about, do you remember the movie Starship Troopers?
Yeah.
Someone was like tweeting something about that online the other day. And I was like, it's so funny to me that you can have like cogent thoughts about Starship Troopers, because in my mind, Starship Troopers is just like shower scene in all capital letters. And that's the only thing my brain is connected to about that movie.
I have no memory of the movie.
So if you want to talk about like it's political commentary and it's like it's lampooning of like militarism.
You're
like,
out. You're out.
Good for you. Because all I remember is shower scene. So similar with Cruel Intentions, uh-huh. I just remember Ryan Phillippe's butt and Sarah Michelle Gellar. That's all I remember.
You sure. Yeah, yeah.
I don't remember the plot. I don't remember if it was good or if it was bad. All my brain pulls up is Ryan Phillippe's butt getting out of that pool.
Yeah.
So
yeah,
that's it. I got nothing beyond that.
Were his cheeks whiter than the rest of him? Like, did it have that kind of thing going on? Or was it even?
I don't think so. No, I think he was pretty uniform in color. He I'm talking about this and now I'm like, wait, was he like 17 in this? Like, is this creepy?
No, it was a sex movie. It was a movie about sex. So he couldn't.
Yeah, it was a pretty horny movie. No, but it was just like the dimple and like the chisel. Anyway, that is a beautiful man. And I think we're the exact same age.
Can you find a picture of that?
Yep, I'm Googling it right now. I'll send it to you.
Cool. Okay, so that was your number five.
Yeah, and that's the end of that.
You found it?
It's better than I remember.
Oh.
Good Jesus.
Should we post it on Hot Drinks?
Let me find one that's not like a Twitter post, because that's annoying. Anyway.
Just send it. Yeah. Okay.
No, I'll send it.
I have a number five and then I have honorable mention.
Oh, I thought we were done.
No, because you went first this time.
Oh, okay. Well, anyway, I'm done. I don't want to hear your number five. I'm just kidding.
No, I know. Okay. Our favorite 80s time traveler, Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula?
Yeah. Quantum Leap. Oh my God.
I love that as soon as you said 80s time traveler, I was like, Scott Bakula.
Scott Bakula. Here's the thing. I got so annoyed when they would show him being someone else, right? You know, in whatever time he traveled. They'd show, the camera would cut to what that person actually looked like, and it wouldn't be Scott Bakula. And I'd get so annoyed because I just wanted to fucking see Scott Bakula.
I feel like Scott Bakula was, like, for a lot of us, was the awakening of our attraction to, like, the daddy. You know what I mean? Like, the hairy chest.
Okay.
And, like, like a little bit older.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I hear that. I hear that. I second that emotion. Because daddies in that time had mustaches. And I could never get on board with it. Now I can.
Yeah, same.
Henry Cavill with a mustache is unstoppable.
Right. Like, I am literally doing a squat.
Right. You're just squatting
on top of that mustache. Yeah.
To feel things. Yes. Yeah. Anyway. Okay. So, yeah, Scott Bakula doing his.
That is a good one.
Right. Yeah.
He was hot.
So hot.
And then after that show, he died.
No, he didn't.
Oh, did he not?
No.
Are you sure? Haven't seen him since then, so I just thought he died.
Scott, oh my God. Scott Bakula, spelled with a K. Okay.
Oh, he still looks good.
He was in, he played himself in an episode of What We Do in the Shadows.
Wait, he did?
Yeah. 155 episodes of NCIS New Orleans.
Oh, no one watches that. I would like you to I want you to type this into your Google search.
Okay.
Scott Bakula shirtless.
Okay. Scott.
Girl. Girl.
Bakula shirtless. Hang on, I'm getting there.
Good God, girl.
Shirtless. Okay. Okay, which one am I looking at? Because there's a lot.
Just all of them? Like all of them. Yeah, they're all. Okay. I mean, look at him.
Yeah.
I can't tell you how many times the words first name, last name, shirtless have been typed into my Google search bar.
Well, give me a recent one.
Well, I mean, let's see. Do I have a recent one? I can't think of one.
Okay.
But just like, Scott Bakula. I'm just clicking through the pictures now. Anyway.
Back it up, Scott Bakula.
Bakula. Bakula.
Back it la.
Okay. Well, I think we're done.
Okay. Here's my honorable mentions, okay?
Oh, yes. Go ahead.
Noah Wiley and ER.
Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl. Yeah, girl.
Okay.
Like yeah.
Every
girl.
Every season. Every yeah. single season. Okay. Terrence Knox. No one will know this, but he was in a show called Tour of Duty in the 80s.
Yeah, no one knows that.
Yeah.
Is that a black man?
No.
Okay. Well, that's a black man's name.
Okay. Fuck are you talking about? Okay.
That's the thing. They'll have to edit that out when you become famous.
Please, for the love of God. Okay, and then the very young Tom Hanks in Bosom Buddies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I can get behind that.
Michael J. Fox as Alex P. Keaton.
Yeah. That I mean that's a classic. Yeah.
David Letterman. Matthew Fox in Party of Five.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Yeah. Anthony
Can I say
Head.
Something? Oh. In ER? Wait.
Buffy.
Oh,
no, you're thinking of a different
Anthony.
Wait,
he's Anthony Head. Wait, I want to say something about Michael J. Fox.
Or Matthew Fox or Michael J. Fox?
Michael J. Fox.
Okay, go
ahead. There was an episode of Family Ties, which we watched religiously in the Coco household.
Okay.
Every member of the Coco household, every Sunday, we would watch The Cosby Show and...
I know what you're going to say.
Family Ties.
I know what you're going to say.
I bet you don't. There was an episode where Alex P. Keaton had sex with a girl.
Oh.
And was talking about it with Justine Bateman, the twin of Justin Bateman, previously mentioned this episode. And the way they referred to it was inviting her to share my teepee, I believe, which is racist. My teepee. Okay. Anyway, I remember as a young child, I don't know how old I was, watching that episode and thinking, wow, that seems really stressful to have to invite a girl to have sex with you.
That's what you thought?
Like, I was really worried about that. I watched that episode and I thought, oh my God, someday I'm going to have to ask a girl to have sex with me. And that seems really stressful. Anyway, I'm in the process of finding a sex therapist, and I'm going to talk
to them. And that seems really stressful.
I'm going to talk to my sex therapist once I find them about that, because I feel like that was the beginning of the end.
That sounds important. Okay, Anthony Head from Buffy. He was like the teacher guy or whatever?
He was Giles the Watcher.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Or the other Watcher.
Yeah, Giles. Oh, so cute. And the accent. Gillian Anderson.
Okay. I can support that.
And tell me if you remember.
When you said tell, I thought you were going to say telecephalus.
Oh, Jesus God. Okay. Jasmine Guy
Yes.
from
Yes.
what, A Different World? Is that what it was
Yeah.
called?
Yeah.
Yeah. And I mean, I didn't know then that I was attracted to women, like I do now. But
Right.
during my research tonight, it was like, oh, yeah.
Yeah, she was hot.
Yeah.
What was her character's name?
Okay. It was. Oh, she was such a bitch too, right? A
Isn't
different
it
world than where
funny?
you come from.
Isn't it funny that we watched a show about black people going to Hellman College, I think it was called,
Oh my God.
in
Yeah.
the 80s. Anyway, she was great. I don't remember
I
her character. Whitney? Was her name Whitney?
Whitley.
Whitley.
Yeah, Whitley Gilbert.
Okay. Yeah, she was hot. Anyway.
It's a different world.
From
Okay.
where we're coming
Come
from.
on.
Yeah, said it sound from where we're coming
From.
from. All right,
Who's,
so.
I wonder who's saying that. I bet it was Patti LaBelle. Anyway.
Well, that seems racist. Anyway, if you don't want Sister Twain to have to go work at another restaurant
God.
selling ethnically ambiguous food with a made-up name,
Oh my
you can support us by joining our Patreon at patreon.com/hotdrinks. You can support us by buying merch at etsy.com/hotdrinks.
Yeah.
And
Or
I double fucking dog dare you to buy the spit in my mouth boxer briefs. I fucking dare you. Or you can buy our beautiful and stylish jewelry at etsy.com/Aspera.
it is.
Aspera jewelry.
It's simple. It's stylish.
It's elegant. You can wear it all day.
Yeah. Sleep in it, have sex in it, take showers in it.
You make it,
I make it,
and
most
I
of it.
put it in a box in my garage and mail it to you. So
Right. Betty with a CK is still making a few things.
any of those methods will help Sister Twain not have to start working at a French restaurant where they sell a rolled bit of bread called a crescent.
Oh, she's a
This
great
is in
sense.
Paris, they call these crescents. Anyway.
Shut
So you should do one of those things.
right. Thanks for the
I
plug.
just want to say that you all waited a month and a half, a month and 9 days for this, and
And
this is what you got.
congratulations.
So there you go. And what you think about your
Congratulations.
choices.
Yep.
It's a different world
Where
from
then where
where
did
we're
you
coming
come from?
from.